It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Sun shining, so it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, we didn't get any major snow or anything over the weekend, so that was a good weekend.
Had some good wind, though.
That's right. You were out checking out your ice fishing equipment, getting ready for the season?
Well, that's something I'm trying to get back into, and I had to beta test, had to, try the shelter, see if it's as easy to put up as...
practice now instead of in the middle of the blizzard.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you'll keep us posted, as the season progresses.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
don't go out on the ice quite yet, though.
No,
I wouldn't advise it.
Not until I can drive my truck out there.
That's right, unless you get some scuba gear that we were talking about earlier.
No, thanks.
Okay. All right, well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Morrill Raymond Ritland. Morrill was born on July 24th, 1913, in Dawson, passed away on June 21st, 1999. You just reminded me I had to silence my phone. He entered active duty on February 2nd, 1942, in Fort Snelling in the United States Army, and was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on September 7th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a light mortar ammunition bearer with Company C of the 21st Infantry Division. He was wounded in action twice. The first time was on November 13th, 1944, and the second time was 5 days later on November 18th, 1944. Participated in the battles of Southern Philippines and New Guinea. And some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was a marksman with the M1 rifle. He earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge. Purple Heart recipient with Oak Leaf Cluster, meaning he earned two Purple Hearts. The Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal. The Philippine Liberation Ribbon with 2 Bronze Battle Stars. 6 Overseas Service Bars, meaning he spent 3 years of his 3.5-year military career overseas. And a lapel button. So thank you, Morrill, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right.
It's kind of ironic that, we say that every week, and then my office is closed on Veterans Day.
Well, it's open in spirit anyway.
That's right.
They can still find you somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about our subject at hand today. The VA has released the 2020 National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report, and you're going to tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't like talking about this subject, but it's something that's on the minds of all vet. Suicide prevention is something that I wish we didn't have to talk about, but. There was a press release on November 12th discussing how VA's response to suicide prevention has decreased the daily average of veteran suicides, as well as connected veterans to VA programs and services. Excuse me. VA released a 2020 National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report, which found no significant increases in the veteran suicide rates from 2017 to 2018. Average suicide deaths per day or total count of veteran suicides, however... there were positive trends related to VA healthcare and suicide prevention efforts overall. Now, the report includes analysis of veteran suicides from 2005 to 2018 and findings from ongoing monitoring of VA health system suicide-related indicators during the COVID-19 pandemic. VA's public health model for suicide prevention looks at evidence-based clinical interventions, such as cognitive behavior and problem-solving therapies, which are paired with community-based prevention efforts to help veterans who may be at risk. These efforts include the Veteran to Veteran Together with Veterans and state-driven suicide prevention governors and mayors challenge programs. Key report findings include the average number of veteran suicides per day was 17.6 in 2018. I take that as it's a good start. Years ago they were talking about, it was 22 a day, then it was 20 a day. Now it's on average less than 18 a day.
Well, that's good. At least too many, but at least it's going down.
Yeah, one is too many, but the number is decreasing, thankfully. The rate of suicide among veterans who receive recent VA care decreased by 2.4%. No VA analyses to date indicate COVID-19 pandemic era increases in VA health system reported veteran suicides, attempts, or volume of emergency department visits related to suicide attempts? So, in other words, this COVID-19 pandemic that we're in has not affected the veteran suicide rate. Suicide data and monitoring presented in this report are critical elements of VA's ongoing implementation of the National Strategy for Preventing Veteran Suicide. And if you or someone you know are in a personal crisis, please call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And press 1 if you're a service member or a veteran. There are caring people out there that wish to help. Can't emphasize that enough.
Yep, a lot of resources, actually. Numbers and helplines and things. So.
Yep, and this is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. They call 800-273-8255. That's not just for veterans or military members. That is anybody. But there is an option, press 1 if you're a military member or a veteran. Of course, you can contact our office for more information on this. And I have a bunch of materials I can hand out. I give out, wristbands, dog tags, cards, posters, all relating to this contact information. So,
right. It's good to get it out to the family members, too, in addition to the...
Absolutely. And yep. There have been sometimes I've given this out to, clients.
So. Right.
And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you happen to have that number.
You left it out. Thank
it's on
you.
Your sleeve.
Yeah. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can always contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still green.
Yep. East door is the only one open to the public, and my office is right there. So, by all means, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
And don't forget, some of the property taxes are due today, too. It's a deadline for things, ag property taxes and things. So, they go to the east door there and pay up.
Usually I'm pretty busy around this time, and October, because people are coming in to pay their property taxes, and they pop in to say hi.
Right. Well, there's a drop box, too, if you don't want to go in. So I think for anything, really, you want to drop off at the courthouse, I think you can pop in a drop box.
Even been some flags for retirement that have been dropped off in that outside drop box.
It kind of gets full in a hurry doing that.
You can, if you have a flag to dispose of, you can give it to me, or you can, the courthouse is open to do that. Yep. The drop box is just inside the east entrance there. So,
or bring it to the radio station. We'll take them, then we'll get them to you.
Yep.
So we're open 7 days a week. Basically, somebody's here at some point in time. So,
yep.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for the info, and we will see you again next Monday
morning.
Sounds
good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger with us, the Lac Parle Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.